BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hi, I'm Amol Rajan, and welcome to the Rethink podcast. Society is at a turning point. We have an enormous opportunity to change what the future looks like after the coronavirus pandemic. But what kind of change can we expect, and will it be change for the better? The ultimate glory of sport, as all true fans know deep down, arises not from the athleticism or skill it displays, but from the morality it encourages. Sport derives its meaning through its revelation of character. And no character is an island entire of itself. We reveal our characters alongside and against others. A belief in the moral profundity of sport inspires this essay by Catherine Granger, the former rower who is Britain's most decorated female Olympian. She asks us to rethink the Olympics. This year's games in Tokyo have been postponed, of course. But as Granger shows, though the flame is extinguished for now, it will light again. The Olympics were founded, as she explains, in a time of upheaval. A truce was called between warring factions, and this might have inspired George Orwell to write that serious sport has nothing to do with fair play. It is bound up with hatred, jealousy, boastfulness, disregard of all rules, and sadistic pleasure in witnessing violence. In other words, it is war minus the shooting. And all the better for it, don't you think? Catherine Granger does.
If this pandemic gives us a chance to rethink how we approach things, how we can make changes for the better in our society, then I think when we see the return of the Olympics and Paralympics next year, we should see it as a triumph of the human spirit. We should remember the meaning behind the Games. The ancient Olympics started in a time of political upheaval when a truce was introduced to allow participation. The modern Olympics designed a symbol of five interlocking rings to show the connection of our five continents. The Paralympics were born because sport and exercise were considered vital in the recovery of veterans of World War II with spinal injuries. The publicly stated values of both games are deep-seated human values. They're more than sport. They reflect humanity, society. They're a celebration of progression and passion and demonstrate the importance of inclusion and bonding. This year, Tokyo 2020 has been postponed because of COVID-19. The flame has gone out, but temporarily. The spirit of the Games is not broken. It remains strong. And the postponement gives us time to remember what it is we value and celebrate in this four-yearly event. The scale may have to be reduced, but that could make it even more about the heart and spirit of competition. Even more about global friendships, athletes from all over the world connecting, countries reuniting. We'll remember the simplicity of inspiration and impact, not counted in the number of fireworks lit, but in the number of hearts touched. This delay perhaps gives us an opportunity for an even more successful Games. In a world rocked by conflicts and challenges, sport remains a place of hope that schools us in human values. It shows the importance of the pursuit of excellence and the power of the volunteer. It teaches how to face defeat and victory and learn from both. It binds competition with friendship, ambition with enjoyment, and individual achievement with team unity. Over the past few months, athletes around the world have laid down their training equipment, picked up new roles, and embraced different perspectives. They've seized the opportunity to support others, many acknowledging inequality and seeking to address it. They will soon return to their training and will again have their unique power to capture the imagination of us all. Next year, I hope to hear again the spine-tingling roar of the crowd and feel the visceral passion of the public. Perhaps more of the crowds must remain at home, but I hope the Games could nevertheless connect even more deeply with the public. These events are ultimately a reminder of how we, united, can overcome and triumph together. How we can rebuild and refocus. We can move from separation and isolation back to connection and inclusion. The Olympic and Paralympic Games are a moment in time. From the challenging time we are currently in, what a moment it could be. The greatest show on earth will be back, and the flame will burn brightly once more.
Thank you so much to Catherine Granger for inviting us there into the complexity and beauty of sport at whatever level it might be played. As she says, sport is a kind of school. It teaches us about ourselves and about others. And we should therefore recognise that, just as in life generally, it makes competing demands on us that cannot always be reconciled. One is to play fair, observe the rules, and be generous to opponents. Another is to strain every sinew to destroy said opponent, first psychologically and then athletically. Perhaps there can be a glorious tension between fair play and pursuing victory. Which reminds me of something my best coaches told me when I was growing up. Only losers believe it's the taking part that counts. We hope you found this episode thought-provoking. There are many more episodes to choose from. Head to BBC Sounds to hear more ways to plot the world after this pandemic.